Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Radio family, good morning and welcome back. Not only another weekend upon us, but so is the weekend edition of Community Focus. Another great opportunity to engage in great conversation with members of our Community Focus family. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but radio family, this is one of the favorite parts of what I do. And that is having a wonderful opportunity every weekend to talk about you. And that is certainly going to be the case with the newest members of our Community Focus family. Love the fact that it is continuing to grow, especially as we are still in the early parts of a new year. So how appropriate I get to welcome new members of our Community Focus family to our existing radio family. I want to say, first of all, good morning to you, Lloyd Leonard, as well as Tara. Now, Tara, is it Latell? Latell? I should have asked before we even went on the air.
It is Latai.
Latai. Thank you very much. I'm going to get it right from here going forward. So, Tara Latai and Kayla Steele. Good morning, radio family. How are each and every one of you?
Good morning, Renee.
Good morning. Listen to that robust voice. I love it. Well, this will be a great opportunity for the four of us to engage in great conversation, and especially to get our radio family and our listening audience really familiar with a wonderful and in a real sense, a needed organization that is targeted to our young ones, our youth in our various communities. And it's known as Youth Collaborative. So let's just start from there. What is it? Actually, how did you come up with that particular name? So kind of a two-part question, if you don't mind me asking, to start our conversation today.
Honestly, that started with some brainstorming. We kind of sat down and we're all talking about what exactly our goals were, and then how did we have a name that somewhat represented what we were trying to achieve. And, you know, you start brainstorming and throwing different words out there and seeing how they come together.
Right.
And we came up with Youth Collaborative because that's really what we want it to be. We want it to be a collaboration. It's not just us implementing, you know, programs or anything, but a collaboration with them and with what their goals are.
Excellent.
And the community as well.
Very much so. Very much so. Lloyd, would you like to add to the wonderful comments given by both Tara and Kayla?
My colleagues have done an exceptional job, and it entails our mission, our goal, and that is to collaborate with the youth within our community.
Absolutely. And I wanted to interject as well between the three of you. First of all, I just finished reading an excellent article that was recently published or printed in the Winston-Salem Chronicle that had an opportunity to talk with the three of you that talks about how this is a new organization in town that is seeking to help our youth at risk really head in the right direction. And that really is what Youth Collaborative is. And by the way, you're also known as YCI for short, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That is correct.
And certainly, of course, it is hoping that your method will be sustainable and keeping our young ones off the streets. But I think the three of you explained it just beautifully. And I wanted to give credit to the, of course, Winston-Salem Chronicle for publishing this wonderful article about the organization. Now, who do you serve? Because I think I just gave it away in terms of you serving our young people. But obviously, this organization is age targeted, correct?
Yes, that is correct. And we do serve ages 14 through 18 years of age.
So that really is likely probably a good majority, if not of our listening audience, particularly our parents who have young ones that are in that particular age group. Now, how do you get referrals?
I agree. Yes.
Excellent. How do you get referrals, Tara, Kayla, or Lloyd, for the Youth Collaborative?
Generally, we receive referrals from anyone, anywhere, the juvenile justice, to schools and parents. Mm-hmm. People within the community can also send us referrals by contacting us directly. If they have any other additional questions, they can contact us to get more information, and we will be more than willing to provide the information needed.
Excellent. Let me backtrack just a little bit and either ask one of you to respond for the group or to have all three of you individually respond to this question. Getting back to the young ones that you were targeting between that 14 to 20 year group, why that particular age range?
This age, youth are, you know, especially vulnerable to peer pressure. Mm-hmm. Their prefrontal cortex is not fully developed. And so the decisions that they make, they're not thinking about the consequences of their actions. So at this age, it's very critical that we intervene with them and teach them interpersonal skills and pro-social skills that are needed to help move them in the right direction.
Very good. And Tara, was that you?
It was.
Okay. Kayla or Lloyd, would you like to contribute?
I'll let Kayla address that.
You're such a gentleman.
The whole platform.
Yeah, it's absolutely what Tara said. It's the unfortunate reality is that youth within this age range, even though they are minors, they can unfortunately make decisions that can have an impact on the rest of their life. And sometimes they don't completely understand that. And like Tara said, where, you know, their brains are still developing, they're mm-hmm. still learning, but they don't quite understand what those impacts can be. And so helping making them aware of them and helping push them in the right direction.
Exactly, because this makes me think of, and I think all four of us can be in agreement, we were in that age range or that age group at one time. And I know for me personally, I probably can
to think about that.
Exactly. I'm with you there. But it makes me think, and I may not necessarily be speaking for the group, but one word that comes to mind is invincibility. And that seems to be affiliated with a lot of young people where they're taking these risks. Mm-hmm. On some of the choices that they're making in life, and like you said, really aren't brain-wise at the point to where they fully understand the repercussions for some of their actions, because likely they're thinking there won't be any immediately. But like you said, right. As they get older and they do start to develop, and whether they become adults or even at some point may start families of their own, I think we are familiar with that old expression, how the past has a really interesting way of catching up with you, dependent upon what that past is. And so it's really great to know that there are individuals like yourselves and an organization like Youth Collaborative. And I wanted to mention, and Lloyd, I hope I'm not putting you on the spot on this. I wanted to get back to this great article with the Winston-Salem Chronicle, because you actually had such a profound quote in here, and I'm trying to find it as we're talking here, and I may not get to it in the first half of the show, but I'll make sure to mention it once I can locate it.
Okay.
Because
no
you
problem.
Actually use two words that are just spot on, really, when it comes to describing, really, additionally, what your goal as far as the Youth Collaborative is. See, don't get my age where your vision is just all over the place. But I'm really trying to find it here, and I have just lost my place. But I'll get back to it at some point.
Okay.
But let me actually ask this question of the three of you before we do go to our first break of the morning. Let's talk about some of the services, if I can get that word out, that you offer through the Youth Collaborative.
Right. So, well, this specific program that we're doing is actually called Project X. And Project X is really cool because it's actually a very multifaceted program that works with youth on multiple levels. And it's, like we talked about, it's working in collaboration with the youth. And so this program, it's very individualized to fit the needs of each person. It is in no way a one-size-fits-all. It's very individualized. And with that, there are interpersonal and vocational components. And then in addition to those components, we're going to be helping to partner the youth with mentors, with internships, and with job opportunities.
Great.
And then there are also going to be a number of activities that the youth are going to be able to participate in while they're in the program.
Anyone else would like to add to that?
Oh, she covered it.
Okay. Excellent. And thank you for that. Now, was that you, Tara, or Kayla responding?
That was Kayla.
Kayla, okay. I'm trying to just close my eyes and listen to voices so I can point everybody out. But that gave me enough time to find that quote from you, Lloyd, that you shared. And it was basically what Kayla was just saying, and particularly with you saying, quote, our focus is on youth ages 14 to 20, and it deals with prevention and intervention, end quote. Yeah, so two very important component pieces when we talk about our young ones. And one thing, too, that I really see with the Youth Collaborative is that you are dealing with young ones from various backgrounds. And I'm regarding to this doesn't target specifically one race per se, but you're reaching out to youth across the board. So whether it's from Black communities, Latino communities, white communities, Asian communities, whatever the case may be, you want to reach out and help as many of our young people as possible.
That is correct.
Excellent. Well, I can't believe these first few minutes have flown by very quickly, but this is just a great starting point for the four of us. And again, I want to welcome each and every one of you to the Community Focus family. Now, ladies, you were newbies, but you family officially now. So welcome. Now, Lloyd, you and I kind of go back. We go back a little way. We go back like pacifiers.
We really do.
But you know what? This is really the first time that we've had the opportunity to engage in conversation together, because it has been a while since we've spoken to one another. And I'm just uberly proud of you and you too, Tara and Kayla, for what you're doing. And on behalf of perhaps many parents or grandparents or guardians who are listening, and they're really in a situation which they're looking for an organization that can perhaps help their child or their grandchild or someone that they take care of. It's very nice to know that we have agencies and organizations such as yours that really care for our young people, because it makes me think so much, and I think this is really for every generation. We go through something major, but, and I'll get into the specifics of this, and I want to discuss this with you in the second half of our program, but I also think about how when we talk about our young ones, their mental state, especially as all of us are in the middle of a pandemic, and that has really become an important topic of discussion when we do have those conversations, the importance of really focusing on our mental health. And I think a lot of times we don't take our young ones' mental state into consideration. And so I like the fact that that is likely something that you focus on as well with our young ones.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Well, that is an excellent way to bring part one of this conversation to a close. So, Radio Family, will you stick around, stay with me, and we'll come back and share some more with our Radio Family. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus and Radio Family. Thank you so much for the great company. I certainly am enjoying the company of Lloyd Leonard, Tara Latai. Did I get it right?
You did.
Yay! Renee, Tara Latai, and Kayla Steele. Do join me, Renee Vaughn, and Radio Family. I thank you for joining me as well. We will take a quick break and we will return. There is more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this. We are back. It is more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. As always, Radio Family, thank you for being with us since the beginning of our public affairs program. And if you are just joining us, we certainly welcome you as well. Renee Vaughn joined with members of Youth Collaborative in Lloyd Leonard, Tara Latai, and Kayla Steele. And this is really, Radio Family, as far as for us learning more about this great organization, they are really an integral part in helping our young ones in all areas and aspects of our community. Again, their focus is on our youth between ages 14 to 20, dealing with prevention and intervention. So to get those of you who are just joining us caught up a little bit, guys, we were talking about some of the wonderful services that you offer. The next obvious question, is there a cost affiliated with the programs that you do offer?
Project X is completely free.
Nice.
Zero cost.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, how long does a youth stay in the program? Once they get in and once they are a part of those services, how long do they stay in your program?
Yeah, so the stay in the program is going to vary based on each youth because the program is individualized. But the average person is going to be in the program from about 6 months to a year.
Okay.
And we also offer incentives to keep those youth engaged and to ensure their success in our program.
Beautiful. Anyone else like to add to that?
Yeah, that was perfect.
Okay. I would agree. I would definitely agree. Now, what are some of your, when we talk about organizations, you are partnered with some really great community partners. Let's shout them out here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Who would you like to start with?
We do have some great community partners. We've been able to partner with WSSU, Wake Forest University, Latino Community Services.
Mm-hmm.
And then in addition to those larger organizations, we've also been able to begin partnering with people in the community who have, you know, agreed that they want to be a part of this, that they want to act as mentors.
Right.
And so that's been really great to see people from the community step up and really be excited about that opportunity.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask, with that said, is there a particular need when we talk about either community partners or mentors? And the reason I ask that question, are you looking for someone who may perhaps be a retired teacher, or someone who is currently teaching, someone who serves like a youth director, perhaps at their place of worship? Is there just a particular individual that you're looking for now, as opposed to others, of course, who do express an interest? And of course, we'll share all the contact information on how one can get in contact with you.
I don't think that there's a specific, I think it can look like anything, and that's what's been really great to see. We want to have people from various backgrounds, various
right.
career paths.
Great.
So that we can, you know, partner our youth with people who they can really look up to.
Absolutely.
And maybe even follow in their footsteps.
And I like that you mentioned that, because Tara, Kayla, and Lloyd, this makes me think that getting back to the age range of 14 to 20, obviously, the programs, like you said, are specifically suited for that particular youth. But the common denominator, and I'm sure you're finding this with our young ones, is really how talented our young people really are. And when you get them into programs like this that really bring out perhaps what wasn't at that time, or was at that time, a hidden talent or they discovered that they're really good at something, I can imagine the joy that must come from that young one, especially when they're around an individual that can be a positive guidance for him or her.
It really is, and I'm sure Tara can probably speak to that the most, but yeah. You can find out really how incredibly talented so many of these youth are.
Absolutely. Well, Tara, would you like to expound on that?
Yeah, I just have to say, you know, in working with youth in the last 10 years, mm-hmm. you meet with them and they think they have no talents, no interests. And then you sit down and you talk to them and they start to realize the things that they do have interest in and the things that they can, you know, achieve all of these goals that they didn't think that they could achieve. And
exactly.
So it's beautiful. It's such a beautiful process. Mm-hmm. And then to see them, you know, just embrace who they are and, you know, explore their interests. It's so amazing. And I think that's the most rewarding part of our job.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for touching on that a little bit, because I wanted to ask, if I can, for all three of you, what were you doing prior to this? Were you part of perhaps another agency or organization or just working with young people before the birth of Youth Collaborative?
I think we all have a variety of backgrounds. It's interesting. We sat down and we looked at all of our combined experience, and there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But each of us do have experience working with youth, and I think each of us really did experience a big calling there. We saw a great need in our community, and we wanted to try to do as best as we could to help supply an opportunity for that need.
Absolutely. Anyone else like to share on that?
This is Tara. I just completely agree with Kayla on
mm-hmm.
that. We're just really happy to get this program, you know, started and moving forward. Like she said, you know, we've all really enjoyed working with youth, and that's just something that I think we'll always enjoy.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to this opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that. And how long has Youth Collaborative been around? You're relatively new in the community.
We are relatively new in the community. We officially launched December 1st.
Of 2020?
But we have, yes, of 2020.
Wow.
But we have been very blessed and have really been able to hit the ground running.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you really are newbies in every sense of the word.
We definitely are.
Yeah.
We definitely are. But we've got a combined, we've got well over 35 years experience.
Wow. Thank you for that, because that was actually going to be my next question, if the three of you would say, and we crunch those numbers. That's a long time. And that really is a testament to the experience that the three of you bring, whether collaboratively or as individuals. Now, Lloyd, I know that you are a parent, so you really do relate with the youth, because your babies were young at one time.
I've got one daughter, which is she's 24, going on 25 now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Where has the time gone? Oh my goodness.
It really flew by really quick.
But she'll always be your baby, regardless.
Oh yeah,
regardless.
Always.
Yes.
Always. That's
yes.
My baby.
Yes. Now, Tara or Kayla, are either one of you parents?
I am not. This is Kayla.
Okay, Kayla. Yes.
And this is Tara. I am a parent. Mm-hmm. I have an 11-year-old daughter.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Kayla, you and I are as the saying goes, we're in the same boat, so to speak. I'm not a parent, but I can tell you the joy that comes from working with young ones.
Mm-hmm.
Our young people are just so creative. They are so mm-hmm. talented. And this makes me think that when you put them in a program such as Project X, you really give, particularly the young ones who are immensely shy. I think that can be said for all of us when we were at that age between, particularly at 14. We were going through that awkward preteen stage, didn't know exactly what to do. I think we thought we were kind of, you know, kind of grown up because we were like right on the edge of being a teenager, but we couldn't quite do teenage things, if you know what I mean. And then at the same time, you know, just really trying to come out of our shell. Because, you know, being around a lot of young people, particularly young ones, remember back in the day when we used to have those little cliques or those little groups? There were only certain types of people that we would hang around when we were younger.
I like to think that I wasn't in one, but probably.
Yeah. Exactly. And sometimes I kind of still feel like that in a sense as an adult. But the one thing that really I appreciate about Youth Collaborative, that when you do have such a great program model like Project X, this is really exposing our young people to get to know others, either their same age as in their own peers, or to really develop lasting friendships with someone who may be a couple of years older than they are. And that individual can be like a big brother or a big sister to that person.
And I have personally experienced being in a situation where I had a youth that I was working with that was very reserved.
Yeah.
And then
that's a good word to describe.
I had a new person come in that was a couple of years younger than him.
Yeah.
But something about it, they just clicked.
Right.
And he was able to come out of his shell in order to be able to really provide support and be there for the younger student. And so, you know, you see things like that happen and you provide them opportunities to come out of their shell. Or even people who maybe felt like they didn't know what they were good at, and you supply them with something that they're able to excel at or do really well at, and you just become proud of themselves, and they should be proud of themselves.
Absolutely.
But, you know, sometimes, especially right now, I think so many are struggling with school, and I mean, how could they not be? I could not imagine being in grade school right now. And so I think so many who they just feel that stress and that struggle, and it's burdening.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because getting back to what we touched on a little bit earlier when we were referencing the mental state of a lot of our young ones, and especially with, you know, being in that age where it probably is a struggle as a young person. You're home over 90% of your time now because school systems are trying to be as cautious as possible with reentry because of this pandemic. But then when you think about, and even if you're not a parent, but especially if you are, you think about how your son and daughter is missing out on being with their friends, being able to be around their peers and people that they were used to, you know, sitting with in the cafeteria, or, you know, laughing down the hall as they're going from English class to math class. And I mean, just a lot of things that suddenly they just aren't used to, because they've never experienced a situation like this in their lifetime. And it seems like we all may go through something major according to our generations, but this has to be absolutely different. And it's not just the young ones. I mean, it's affecting all of us as young and those of us who are young at heart, as I'm referencing myself. But it really just alludes to how our young ones, and I'm so impressed by how many of them are making the adjustment, but at the same time, it can't be easy for them, because it goes back to having to really adjust in a situation that they're not accustomed to. But our young ones, they're resilient. I tell you, just like you guys said, and that's the one thing I'm sure that you come to love in doing what you do with the Youth Collaborative, because you get to see firsthand that perhaps a lot of us don't get to see, is that when they're engaged in programs like this, they probably just light up once they are put into a particular program that brings out an untapped or hidden talent.
Mm-hmm. You're correct, Renee. I think one thing I really like about this program is the length of stay.
Yeah.
We're not just meeting these kids, giving them, you know, some tools and then setting them on their way.
Right.
We're spending more time with them and building a relationship that they can even come back to us. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, use us as a tool mm-hmm. for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
To ensure their success. So we're not just working with them and you know, saying goodbye.
Right.
Our doors are always open, even once they are, you know, finished with us.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important to their success.
I would agree with that, because that makes me think in terms of long term, that as particularly the younger ones, when you're 14, but then obviously 6 years down the road, you're at that particular age of 20. But in between that time span, just imagine how many of the young ones will return to the three of you just to say thank you, because what they're learning now, they can see as a life skill that's going to carry them through the rest of their lives. And perhaps something that they can pass on to their own children if they should start families. So it's really wonderful that you have programs like this that do focus on long-term. You don't have just short-term solutions, but you're helping our young ones to really see the potential of what they can become. And I think that that is so, so important. And I can just only imagine, again, the joy the three of you elude every time you're around a young person.
We love our children.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And to the point that you said, opportunities, I think a lot of times there, so many of us don't even necessarily realize the opportunities that are out there.
Right.
And so, and that's one thing that we want to do and why we're so excited about, mm-hmm. you know, partnering with various universities or other programs and even just internships, you know, showing
right.
people different options that they maybe didn't even realize were a thing. You know, my personal experience when I went to college, I had no idea that so many of the majors that were out there even existed or mm-hmm. that there were even those
exactly.
types of jobs. And
right.
so having the opportunity to say, wow, like that sounds really cool. I think I would love doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And just helping others have that same opportunity.
Absolutely. Particularly when you are putting the focus that Youth Collaborative does, you really are definitely focusing on kids from high risk gang related areas. And that's the one thing. And I would have never thought in all the years that I have lived in the state of North Carolina, number one, but particularly in and around the Winston-Salem area, the number of gangs that are just in that one community alone. I was just in keeping up, especially with what I do in my profession, is that when you hear about these young people and how this makes me think that if you were to ask a young person why they're affiliated with a particular gang, I would think their response would be is because they're probably the only ones who would welcome them, the only ones that would give them a chance or give them an opportunity, especially if they come from a broken home, especially if they had to leave an environment that was just as unsafe. But then they come across individuals who they think may be safe. But then when they have them involved right. in these activities that obviously are not, it right. just really, I'm telling you, I was just blown away by that. What's your thoughts on that, especially when we think about or talk about the gang activity that is sadly increasing in and around areas of our communities?
There's a sense of belonging there. There are numerous promises that are made to these young boys and girls.
Right.
That they will be, there's protection, there's a sense of family,
mm-hmm.
There's money. So that there's just really a lot that goes into it. It's very complex.
Right.
And it's one of those things where
you know, they need that protection. So they're going to be more apt to want to stay. And because they feel like if they leave, they have nothing else. There's right. no hope.
Yeah. And then I think, too, there may be this misguided sense of loyalty to where they just feel like, well, if they leave this gang, they have nothing else and they have no one else to go to.
Right. Well, it's like you spoke, it's a lot of people run to that option because they want a family and they want a sense of belonging. And so if they were to leave that or walk away from that, then they're essentially losing their family. And that's part of what we really want to work towards. We've all spoken about how we really want to make our program and the environment that they're in with us,
yeah.
you know, a safe place. We want to be a place that they can run to feel safe, to feel supported, to feel cared about. And we never want them to feel like that they're losing that sense of belonging. We want to give them an even stronger sense of belonging because we're giving them that without having these expectations on them to put themselves in very dangerous situations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderfully said. Lloyd, would you like to add something to that?
Wow, they just took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, they really.
But that's in a good way, though, right?
Yeah, definitely in a good way. We want to provide, as Kayla was saying, we want to provide another alternative.
Yeah.
We want to give them a sense of hope, and that's what Youth Collaborative is about. We want to give them a sense of hope.
Yes.
That's, in a chair.
How
and
does...
If I may also add,
yeah, sure.
One of the things that we're wanting to do is after we do, our gatherings as a group, we're going to have a meal together.
Yeah.
You know, sit down and have a meal together and really, number one, increase that sense of belonging, increase that sense of, you know, developing a family. Absolutely. And then especially right now with everything going on with the pandemic, we do understand that there are more people than usual that are struggling with food insecurity. And so, you know, doing just a small part, really, to help aid in that and know that they have a place that they can come to get a meal.
Absolutely. I appreciate you mentioning that because that also makes me think that at times a lot of our young ones really have a difficulty trusting older individuals, adults particularly, especially if they're in that situation in which time and time again, promises have been broken. Relationships aren't where they should be with a particular family member or just someone that they know in general. But the one thing about the three of you and with Youth Collaborative is to help our young persons, if they don't already have that sense of trust in an adult, here's an organization that can help them develop that. And if it already is in existence, to help that trust to continue to grow.
Totally agree.
So with that said, guys, how does someone become a community partner or even a mentor? What's the best way, the most direct way to get in contact with you?
Yeah, so if someone is interested in becoming a community partner or even a mentor, a tutor, really just involving themselves in any aspect of our program, if they want information from us on how they can volunteer, they can reach out to us directly or through our website at youthcollaborative.org.
Fantastic. Well, Radio Family, you have the information. I encourage each and every one of you listening to our public affairs program. First of all, thank you for the support that you do show to organizations such as Youth Collaborative. So if you are interested in becoming a community partner or a member, here's a great way, especially as we're getting a new year off to a start. Here's a great way that you can be partnered or mentored with so many of our wonderfully and beautifully smart young ones in our communities. Tara, Kayla, or Lloyd, any closing thoughts or comments you would like to share? Anything that I didn't cover that you would like to mention in the remaining minutes of the program?
Ladies?
I just want to say we are currently accepting referrals. So if there's a parent or anyone who works with children in the community who sees this as a good avenue,
right.
you know, feel free to reach out to us and see, and we'll be more than happy to answer any questions that anyone has and accept any referrals.
Wonderful.
Again, I want to reiterate, this program is absolutely free. Mm-hmm. So there's no cost associated with our program whatsoever.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you all, radio family. I truly...
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. I always enjoy... You're welcome. I always enjoy my conversations with my radio family, and now I can add three to our already growing family here on Community Focus. And of course, with me, ladies, and Lloyd, you may be familiar. I always like to say this, there are never any goodbyes, just until next time. So I definitely would like to have us remain in contact. And perhaps at some point, the next conversation, if a young one who isn't too shy to be on the radio, perhaps invite him or her to just share some experiences and what they are really getting out of the wonderful program that you have, such as Project X. And of course, these are things we can talk about once we bring our conversation to an end. But I just wanted to extend that invitation to all three of you, that I look forward to our next conversation again and very soon.
So do we, Renee.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Yes, thank you again.
You are absolutely welcome. And on behalf of all of us here, Radio Family, thank you as well for the great things that you're doing in our communities. You too. Please keep up the good work. So on behalf of Youth Collaborative, Tara Latai, Kayla Steele, Lloyd Leonard, and me, Renee Vaughn, thank you for the great company. Indeed, we bring another wonderful conversation to a close. Please stay safe and enjoy the remainder of your weekend. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Take care.